Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack and Scott here, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Scott, a lot of people can talk about the candidates, but very few of our guests actually get a chance to see them up close and personal on Election Day. And very happy to welcome in someone who's been a correspondent for us on a campaign trail and going to be doing more of that in the near future. And that is Kelly Bernero, daughter of Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial front runner, Virge Bernero. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you, Jack?
Can you talk about Election Day? What's it been like, and how is your dad today?
Well, we were up bright and early at 7 a.m. We went to the polls and voted. I think you can guess who the Bernero clan all cast their votes for. And then after that, we were just making phone calls, my sister and I, at the office for a while before we got this really good idea to decorate our car in with paint and our Verge signs, and we bought magnets, and then we just went driving around Lansing and handed out ice pops and borrowed a megaphone and told people to vote for Verge.
Well, you were kind of like moving billboards, right?
We were just rolling around
town. And now you did that in Lansing. You didn't go down to Detroit or you didn't go to Redford Township, Andy Dillon's hometown, right?
That's actually a good idea, Jack. The polls are still open for about 2.5 more hours, so never say never.
Now, there's a get-together in Lansing before you head to Detroit, right?
I don't know if there is. I've heard if there is, it's not affiliated with the campaign,
but some
folks were trying to put stuff together.
All right. Now, tonight, tell us what the election night will be like, where you will watch the results come in, and where the Bernero supporters will ideally celebrate this victory.
Well, we're going to where, what some may call the Democratic base of the state, and that's Detroit. And we've been working real hard to get the Detroit vote out and make sure that Detroiters are voting for Verge. You know, as a mayor, my dad really has a focus to revitalize urban centers here in Michigan, like Flint and Saginaw and Detroit, kind of like what he did for Lansing. So we're really excited to go to Detroit and celebrate with those folks. We have a lot of supporters there, and I know a lot of folks from Lansing are going to make the trip, which is great. So we're at the Athenaeum, which is the hotel connected to Fishbones in downtown Detroit, and okay. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. You are a recent graduate of the University of Michigan. When's the last time you were in Ann Arbor?
Maybe a week ago.
Okay. When you were there, did you get a chance to do any unofficial polling? Did you do some campaigning and tell some of the college pals you had that, hey, there's no excuse. Get off your butt. You got to be voting on Tuesday.
I didn't intermingle with my college peers. I was at the art fair was probably the last time I was there. So I was working regular old voters. But I have been networking through my sorority, Tried Out, and sending them emails and asking them to tell all their family and to contribute.
All right. Are you going to get more voters out from Ann Arbor, a University of Michigan students, than your sister Virginia is going to get from Mount Pleasant and CMU Chippewas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're sure?
Ann Arbor. We're all about it.
Okay.
Yep.
I asked the question earlier because I know some people who are not voting today, and a lot of them seem to be younger, age 30 and under, and we always have low turnout for primary elections anyway. Why is that in your mind, and what would you tell young people who still have 2.5 hours to go vote?
Well, there's only one candidate in this race who's really fighting to protect the Michigan Promise Scholarship, and that's my dad. Mr. Dillon's all-cuts budget played a key role in eliminating that scholarship, so I think that's really important to a lot of college students. Of course, we all need jobs after we graduate, and I think with my dad's energy and passion, this whole opportunity with the Green Revolution and bringing high-tech jobs through sustainable and renewable energy. That's where a lot of my peers are going into. I know my good friend Sarah from U of M, that's what her degree is in, and there's a lot of people like her. So I would just say to, you know, people my age and maybe a bit older, that this is our future, and the next governor is going to play a huge role in whether our kids stay here and our grandkids and whether we can even stay here close to our families and parents.
Kelly, do you have any very close friends who are Republicans?
I avoid those kind of people, Jack.
I was going to say, if you were dating someone and you found out that he was a Cox or a Hoekstra supporter, would that be the end of the relationship?
Yes, it would.
That's a deal breaker right there.
It is. No, people ask me that, and I mean, I laugh, but I'm not kidding. I can't be with someone who's a Republican. It just is fundamentally, we wouldn't agree on anything.
All right. Kelly, this was the last time we were going to let you put in your election plug. From now on, when you are on Ebling and you are going to be an unbiased reporter. Although we may call on you again during the general election if things go the way that I know you expect tonight.
Yes. All right. That's fair enough. Well, everyone who's listening, please vote Burge. You've got 2.5 more hours. There's my final plug.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it. Kelly Bernero, the daughter of Lansing mayor and Democratic gubernatorial frontrunner, Burge Bernero, and they're going to be at the Athenaeum Hotel tonight in Detroit, attached to Fishbones. We'll be right back with Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com.